and happy Reformation to everyone. We'll begin this morning with prayer. These are thy words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Our text for consideration this morning comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus once said to Pilate, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." At long last, Martin Luther heard Jesus' voice. After years of struggling against the heavy burden of sin that would not give his conscience rest, he heard that still small voice in the comforting words first recorded by the prophet Habakkuk, "The just shall live by faith." These words, reiterated by the Holy Spirit in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, changed the trajectory of Luther's life. His so-called tower discovery that we are justified by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, enabled Dr. Luther to finally break free from those infamous words of Pilate, "What is truth?" Never to utter them again. The truth that had eluded them both, Luther now had. Here we stand on the rock of salvation. Imagine being in Luther's shoes, having your whole life, however long or short it might be at this point, engulfed in a cloud like that of the shadow of death. This would be the type of darkness so dark, spiritually speaking, that you can feel it. Not yet being able to be comforted by the rod and the staff of your Savior, Jesus. Instead of having the peace that we all have, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding through faith in Christ Jesus, Luther had unrest. An unrest that over the first part of his life, it caused him to inflict upon himself a severe physical, spiritual, and emotional chastisement. The rock that Luther was focused on was one of a sinking variety. It was an inward focus on himself. This misplaced focus, it caused him to hate God. He hated God for supposedly torturing him with an unfair law and an unattainable perfection that he knew that he had not and could not achieve. He had been taught that it was up to him to work out his atonement with the Almighty Triune God. That he must justify himself somehow, some way, through his own merits. Purchase this indulgence. Do that good work. That rock, it was a false anchor. Instead of supporting him as Christ would have, it was crushing Luther's soul. And it was founded on none other than the lies and the false teachings of the papacy. In fact, at this time, a previous pope had already decreed over 200 years prior that to cling to Christ, as we now do, having been led by the Holy Spirit, that to believe that justification comes fully and freely by him and him alone, this confession would cause us to be anathema. To be damned. The Pope would have us and our conscience be subject to him and all of his false teachings in order to be saved and spend eternity in heaven with our Savior. To this end, we say, as Luther finally was led to discover in the truth of the Word, just as little as we can worship the devil himself as Lord and God, can we endure his apostle, the Pope, or Antichrist, as his rule as head or Lord. But we know, as did Luther, that salvation is based upon the confession of Peter, not Peter himself. The only rock that Luther would now stand on was Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, as was his confession. The object of truth of Christ crucified, the true rock of salvation, was now his foundation. And it's still our foundation, and continues to be the foundation of the true Christian church on earth. The just shall live by faith. Here we stand in the truth of the Word. What if we are tempted to doubt this great truth? That we are justified fully and freely through the merits of Christ, apart from anything we might do. Have we been tempted to turn our reason into a mini pope, a mini antichrist, picking and choosing based on reason what truths we want to believe, or possibly misinterpreting part of his word that ceases to be tolerable in relation to how we want to live our lives or be viewed by the world? What if we use our God-given reason sinfully this way, and by the incorrect use of it, turn ourselves into the likeness of one who opposes and exalts himself or herself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that we sit as God in the temple of God, showing ourselves that we are God, by saying, "Oh, loving God could not have meant or said that. There must be something I should add. There must be something I can do. Christ crucified for a wretch like me? Can't be that simple." But that's exactly what our sinful flesh and the devil would love for us to believe. But you see, to think that we should add or subtract from anything Christ has already said or accomplished, it's a lie. If we would listen to that sinful, blasphemous, mini-pope that sometimes wells up in our heart, leading us to doubt or, God forbid, believe another gospel, as Paul says in his letter to the Galatians, that would be no gospel at all. This would do nothing other than lock us up in the same dark prison that Martin Luther spent a large portion of his life trying to escape. It's in a scenario like this, if the devil's lies are ever gaining the upper hand in our hearts, we ought to say, "Get behind me, Satan." Repent and review the truth of God's word. The truth is, Christ lived a perfect life in your place. He laid down his life willingly for us on the cross. He conquered sin, death, and the devil once and for all. He rose victoriously and he set us free from the clutches of hell forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Repent and receive the forgiveness of sins that Christ has purchased with his own blood and always offers. The same forgiveness that we have daily through our baptism. Here we stand in the freedom of forgiveness. So what is truth? Well, we can confess to anyone as Jesus confessed to Pilate. Truth is, Jesus is a king. It was for this cause that he was born, and it was for this cause that he came into the world. He came into the world to bear witness to the truth, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This was Luther's confession. This is our confession. And this is the confession of all the saints in heaven. This is the truth, my fellow Christ believers. And the truth shall make you free. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We will conclude with hymn 370, verses 1, 3, and 4. Hymn 370, 1, 3, and 4.